You know, I write stuff that's pages long, and it's all building up to something. And the foundation laid at the beginning, you can't just, like, take things out of context. So some things, you know, some things can stand out of context. That's the thing people are, there are some things, like when it says God, who only hath immortality. There are absolutes that stand of themselves. It is God that wills, worketh, it's God that worketh in us to will and do his good pleasure. You know what I mean? And verses like, we love him because he first loved us. That stands all by itself. You know, some things are absolute. Whoever believes on Jesus as Christ is born of God. That does stand on its own. But in knowledge, not in ignorance. Again, there are those who would seduce you. And they are not the servants of God. And they're not directing you. The Jesus they're directing you in is not going to save you. Because it is not built on the promises of this word. The Jesus you believe in must be built on the proper promises. And the word is dripping with them. I mean, there are promises here. Verse 14 and 15 is, we have this confidence. You know, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. If we ask things that are not according to his will, he's not going to listen. I mean, he hears everything. He sees everything. But as it says, he shuts his eyes against the wicked. He does not hear them. You know, it's an anthropomorphism, sort of. Because God knows all things. He set all things in their motion. But we have confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. How do you know his will that you should ask? Again, you know, like Jim says, you ask amiss, you know. Look it. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. He said, take no thought for the morrow, what you will eat, what you will drink. Take no thought for your life. People I know don't, they like marvel at me in, the, well, in a negative sense. They don't, they think I'm just stupid because I don't like have a calendar that I plan out my life by. I do have a calendar I plan my life by. There's a little piece of paper on my desk. And this is my calendar. John, 2 John, 3 John, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Hebrews, Matthew, John. Actually, this should be revised. It should be Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Revelation. Maybe Acts in there too. I don't know. Maybe Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Revelation, whatever. Then Isaiah, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, Ecclesiastes, perhaps, and we'll see what else. That's my current schedule. Okay, that's what I take thought for. I want to seek that I should be able to teach all those books. That's my schedule. Other than that, I, you know, I'll keep other people's schedules for them as part of my labor. But I mean, I don't schedule my life beyond, like, you know, a very vague idea of what I have to do tomorrow, you know. I mean, I don't go to pains about it. I go to sleep very peacefully, and I wake up full of thought. We ask things according to his will. That's why people go out and they yell at the mountains and hope to move them into the sea, and they don't move. Because faith is not just, I believe it. It's, I believe God. It is faith toward God. And it's not, I believe God can move the mountain. Well, of course you believe God can. God made the mountain, you know, right? You believe in God. It's that if you have faith, I mean, if you know that God has said, that mountain shall be moved into the sea. When you have faith, you will say so, and it will be. I guess that's the best way I could put it with that. But I really, that wasn't his whole point. His whole point about that was that if you had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, that is, and that's the smallest seed. I know there are seeds that are technically smaller, but they were not available to the knowledge of the people who were in Jesus' time. You know, so it doesn't make sense for him to mention, you know, why it's Zufilia bicornis. That's the smallest seed. Actually, you guys all think it's the, they'd look at him like he was psycho. because there wouldn't even be a word for it. Actually, there's this other suit that's smaller, but we'll use the mustard seed for an example. I mean, come on. Cut him a break. He was talking to people. It is the smallest of seeds, in any case. It's a very small seed. His whole point was, hey, it doesn't take much faith to do great things. How much more do you think you could do with great faith? You know, moving mountains, does that seem like a hard thing? Walking on water? What about living righteously? What about living godly in this present world? In this present world, I mean, a world where we have ungodliness just coming in through the windows and the doors. You know, if you had a house with no windows, no doors, ungodliness would still be flowing through in the waves of the air, man. You turn a TV on in that windowless, doorless house and images would start coming in. You know? And you go out to places to buy food, and there's all manner of... I mean, I'll tell you what, in this country, just the food itself is one of the biggest temptations. So I walk into places, and there's just fatness everywhere. And after a while, I realize, I'm one of them. I'm fat. I'm a fat American. And I thought, I want to be distinct. I don't want to be carried away with this generation. I gotta stop eating that way. Now, most people were flat, you know, my friends, they said, oh, Paul, you're not fat, you know. It's like, I was overweight, that's, you know, plenty overweight. The thing is, I carried it well. Which allowed me somewhat to be kind of complacent in it. Because I suppose if I had looked worse, my vanity would have sooner told me to lose weight, you know what I mean? Like if I got in a big gut or something like that. As it happens, everything on me was kind of on my back. I said to my wife, I got a fat back. And it kind of got evenly distributed over the whole body. So, you know. But 280 pounds is pretty heavy by any measure. 6'3", 280. That's plenty big. Overweight. Well, my point is, you know, people pray about all kinds of things. There's all these temptations in the world. I don't know why I got to all those. Sometimes I wonder, like, how did I get to that fat thing? I get all the people, and I go back. I don't want to retrace my steps, okay? There's a lesson to be learned in everything that's said by the Spirit of God. But what I ask God, when I pray, I don't pray, God. I mean, I have prayed. I'm not going to be like vain here and falsely modest or falsely, give you some sort of false idea that I'm so righteous.